Lordy, yeah.
All right.
It's that time again. Lord VPN.
Why did you change it?
I thought it was better.
It's going so well, though. Kickoff. Referee can whistle for kickoff and we just fell apart, bro.
I think we're still in the car. Better.
All right, then.
3, 2, 1.
It's that time again. Lord VPN.
You said Lord.
Did he say Lord?
Yeah, Lord.
You said Lord.
Said Lord.
So we're not prisoner, Lord, thanking the Lord.
No, I hear it. It feels holy.
I was going to say the Lord is my shepherd.
Oh, okay. So like we're not prisoner, Lord, thanking the Lord, yeah?
No, it feels like a holy
you
app.
You said Lord VPN. Astaghfirullah. It's that time again.
Nord VPN.
This is an advertisement for Nord VPN. Nord VPN is the best VPN service for a free and open internet.
The fastest VPN with secure, reliable connections and enhanced privacy.
Makes for a safer browsing experience.
Protecting against all that nastiness like phishing, scams and malware.
When you're away traveling for work or leisure.
You can access all your paid home streaming services, sports, movies, TV shows and everything else.
We know how important these things are to us and to you.
And with NordVPN, it's all about being in control.
With NordVPN, you get peace of mind that your internet connection is encrypted, that your devices, up to 10 devices, by the way, are shielded from malware and all of that darkness.
Spurs.
And feel assured that your digital life belongs to you.
To get the best discount off your NordVPN plan, go to nordvpn.com/filthyfellas.
Our link will also give you 4 extra months on the 2-year plan.
And there's no risk with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee. The link is in the podcast episode description box.
John.
Nord VPN.
Bit me deeper, we'll take it.
Yeah. I know about that.
Solid. That was all right. But we need to work on that.
No, it is. We won the game. We won.
We need the song.
It was 2-1.
Window.
We went 2-0 up early, bruv. You know them ones.
We said last 15 was
last
shaky.
15 was a bit mad. Ramadan Mubarak, my people. To all the Muslims at home and in the studio. I'm the only one, rah. And Jad, we got Jad. We got Jad.
They got the Akis them.
We got the Aki them. But yeah, Steve-O, Menace and Jad teamed up with the front three to judge their subscribers' worst footballing opinions. Make sure you get over there and check that out. Very interesting stuff going on. Obviously, congratulations to James Milner.
Jimmy.
One of Filthy's favourites. Breaks Gareth Barry's record in his 654th Premier League appearance. He's still going. You think he's going to pack it in this year?
No.
He definitely ain't. That's
incredible. I think he wants the record to be serious. Yeah, I think he's going to add more to it.
The record is serious. You've seen the 10 underneath him.
Someone else might try it.
No, but you've seen the 10 underneath. Ooh. They're all retired, bro. Like, everyone's done anywhere near him.
Trying to make sure, like, them sackers and
that. Bakayo, though, has got years to play, though.
Yeah, for real.
Hold on. He's been playing since the 10th of November, 2002.
I kind of remember
2002, do you know how...
One of the coldest.
Yeah, I kind of remember his debut.
Because he got older and he kind of changed the way he's played and all that. Like, man, forget that. Like, he was a winger.
He was so good.
He was dynamic.
Leeds,
like,
isn't it?
Like, yeah, like, he had it. Like, he's cold.
Do you lot remember all the clubs he's played for?
Leeds, Newcastle, Villa, City, Liverpool.
Brighton.
Cold. Yeah, cold. And
apparently, he's still even one of the fittest. Like, when it comes to the bleep tests and stuff. Always at that, the top end. He's a
serious pro still.
So some of the things that happened in the year 2002, I turned 11, I think.
I was three. That's the year I come home.
I thought you said you was 3 years old. I was saying, no, you wasn't.
That's the year back here.
Came home from prison free.
Early birds there.
Juvenile.
That was like, yo, 02. Man was, Audi TT dropped the year before.
Man said 2002.
Oh, right. Audi TT.
So solid, crew.
So solid,
yeah. But in 2002.
Was he in the country?
Yeah. I was born here. I worked farmed.
I just asked. So Jim wants to know, bro. I'm just checking.
Are you being serious?
So Jim wants to know.
So Jim wants to know what's going on, bro.
Yeah.
In 2002, the euro notes and coins entered circulation.
I remember that.
I remember that. Not as an adult, but the SARS outbreak began in Guangdong.
Remember that.
SpaceX was founded by Elon Musk.
Don't remember that.
Queen Elizabeth's mum died. I remember all the channels was her face.
Yeah.
I went to watch Cartoon Network, it was her face. I'm not gonna mention it. Nickelodeon, her face.
Yeah.
MTV Base, her face, bro. So she was, yeah.
You know, all Africans feel like their queen is their mum.
Yeah, and Diana.
I'm literally African and I do not think... The queen is my mum.
There's a thing, yeah.
So is my dad. He don't.
Let me tell you. See the day she passed, there was a in Congolese community. It's something called like matanga. Matanga. Yeah, matanga is basically funeral.
Can I try and spell that?
Huh?
Can I try and spell that?
Go on then.
M T A N G A.
Didn't you say lamatanga?
I said matanga.
Matanga.
So they done a matanga for the queen and that. Like they love her, bro. They like people were crying, Queen Akufi, Queen Akufi. Like they took that shit serious.
Oh, is that actually a real? Like,
yeah, but
bro,
why?
They love the Queen, bro. I don't know what it is about Afs. They love the Queen.
I don't think. Obviously, they do love the Queen, but I know in Ghana they love funerals.
What?
If no facts.
Kill
if
him
anyone
off.
Known dies, they have a funeral for them.
And there's people that like, they pay to cry.
Yeah. That's in Yard as well, though.
Supreme coffin.
Well, that's what Queen Mum, that's what she had. That's what the Queen Mum had.
What
the price? She was slapped.
Beast, bro. This guy has all the fashion, bro. Man said.
Go out of
my timeline. I've been on my timeline. It's just there.
Yeah, but the fact that it's on your timeline says a lot.
Only him, bro.
Why is it only your timeline, though?
Don't manifest that,
come up with anybody.
Because some of us are into fashion. I'm trying to coach Margs, innit?
Yeah, Supreme Coffin.
To come up with to get into the leagues.
Don't manifest.
He's got potential.
I'm cooked.
Manifest supreme cot, you get me? Supreme baby stuff, supreme wallet, not supreme coffin, brother. What better things, brother?
Bape doves, you know the bape doves? Yeah, the doves bape.
But 2002, doves. Brazil won the FIFA World Cup in South Korea and Japan.
Yeah,
any memories?
That. Is that the one Ronaldo where cut Ronaldo, his hair?
Yeah,
Ronaldo scored that free kick?
No.
Yeah, it was.
Over Seaman.
Yes, it was.
Was that one?
100%. Yes, it was. We got to watch that in primary school.
When they wheeling the TV, the big TV.
Yeah. And you know what was mad? Only the black youths wanted Brazil to win. It's like, who wants England to win? All the black youths were like. You get me? Owen scored all the black youths. Rivaldo was. But yeah, that was, I remember that. That's probably the first football tournament I kind of remember Euro 2000s. I remember the finals clearly, but that tournament, I remember it clearly. Like the boots that everyone wear. Like I remember Turkey. I remember Japan, South Korea. There was a lot of stuff going on. Like Nike Scorpion was around that time. I'm sure it was probably Pro Evolution 1. Like a lot of football stuff in my life was going on.
And you had them coin books as well. You know,
yes,
collect the
bro.
Coins and
yes,
stick them in.
I found my coins the other day. Ones. I found my coins the other day.
And you got
day.
Them in Sainsbury's and you collect the coins and you stick them in. You know what I'm talking about?
I don't remember the coin book thing.
What was your first World Cup?
My first, the one I remember properly.
Mm.
I feel like my first one's 98, but I remember USA 94.
Mm, see, but 94 is my first one, but I remember 1990.
Okay, see.
You get what I'm saying?
What?
Campos, the goalie, was wearing bare man things. Baggio was cooking Romario. I remember USA.
Baggio.
I remember USA 94, but I feel like
98 stays in my mind.
Yeah, I feel like 98 is my first.
98 was my goal
in France. Him,
no, but I just remember it. I don't know. I think I had a game or something to connect with it as well. So.
Primary school.
Yeah.
No, but the game, I'm saying World Cup, 1990s, like Lippy said in school, I remember Roger Miller running to the and doing that.
Do you get what I'm saying?
I'm in primary school running to the thing and doing that little. Do you get what I'm saying? That's how I remember it. That's that World Cup.
Okay. So James Milner has been playing since 2002, but Teddy Sheringham is the oldest outfield player to play in the Prem. I think he was 40. Yeah, I remember this. It was for West Ham.
The total 90s.
I remember
that's from a legal standpoint though, because what about Kanu? How old is he?
Yakubu.
We're gonna VAR that. Yeah,
and Achebe.
No, Kanu especially.
Kanu was definitely not a youngster.
Portsmouth Kanu.
Obafemi Martins.
Martins as well. Martins.
Obafemi when he scored against.
He was 37 though. He was 37.
Who's the other one that played for Everton? The other Nigerian striker, not Yakubu. The other was another one, man.
What, Anicha be?
Yeah, no, 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 man.
Anicha be retired early, man.
Yeah, he did. Yobo, not the centre back.
Amakachi, that's it, Daniel Amakachi.
Fun fact though, I play with his son.
Teddy Sheringham.
He's alright still. Bags goals.
But Teddy Sheringham was 40 years, 8 months, and 28 days.
In 2002?
No, in his last appearance.
Oh,
well, it couldn't have been far off that though, was it? Like 05 or something? Milner will break that record if he signs an extension. And obviously, he gets games after he signs it. But I think he'll do it, man. He doesn't look like he's done.
There's more life left in him, man.
100%.
Gianluca Prestiani. Pussiani.
Yeah, Pussiani's.
Yeah. Still. As per ESPN, has now looked to back up his position, but insists that he did not use racist language.
Defo did.
He promised he used homophobic language.
What? Wait. Is this real?
No, wait. He said, listen,
wrong.
He said, I swear I wasn't racist.
He's come from a,
I was homophobic.
From a legal standpoint, though. No, it's just he thinks that homophobia
is less.
It's less of a charge
than racism.
Racism is a starting 10-game ban.
I've got something for you here. I don't know whether they want to do this or not, but we can try. So basically, he's given evidence to UEFA stating that he called Vinicius the anti-gay slur, which begins with an M, not mono. Mono means monkey in Spanish. His slur was, do we know what the slur is? Because of the M.
Matty man.
No, they're going to guess. They're not going to say it.
What did you say? Matty man.
Yeah, he didn't know. He didn't know. He hasn't got impressions. He didn't know, innit? And with the language. Matty
man is
with the language barrier. With the language barrier. What's not going to work now?
Matty man is insane.
Matty man.
We don't know them dialects, man.
I don't know.
Matty man is insane.
Mono. But let's be real, yeah? He called him a monkey, bro. He called him a monkey.
He did.
He called him a monkey, man.
Matty man is insane, bro. You're never going to live this down, bro.
But listen.
I don't know how funny that is.
Yeah, that is crazy. So fast as well.
Sorry, man.
This appears to be the same story that the 20-year-old has stuck with since the start, saying he only called him the F word, which is homophobic.
Mourinho's scum.
Mourinho.
Has he come back and said sorry? Has he fixed
no.
it?
No.
Jose, we're about to find out. Let's say what he said, and then we'll talk about it. He was obviously asked if Vinicius incited the crowd, and he responded directly by saying, yes, I believe so. It should be the crazy moment of the game, an amazing goal. Unfortunately, he was not happy to score that astonishing goal. When you score a goal like that, you celebrate in a respectful way. He added, I told Vinicius, when you score a goal like that, you just celebrate and walk back. When he was arguing about racism, I told him the biggest person in the history of this club, Eusebio, was black. This club, the last thing that is racist. If his mind there was something in relation to that, this is Benfica. They, meaning Vinicius and Prestiani, told me different things, but I don't believe in one or another. I want to be independent. So Mourinho says it wasn't racist or homophobic. It was just something else. But this is, let's be real, yeah? This is very disappointing from a modern day manager, Mourinho. Some of his biggest achievements has been with black players, and he celebrated them and they celebrate him.
But even this look, just to get on the hypocrisy, I can't even say it. Yeah, that of Jose Mourinho. Look at him at Old Trafford. When he was with Porto. Look at him at the new camp with Inter when they knocked out Barcelona. Look at him, he always runs on the pitch, incites the opposition crowd.
Yeah.
He's one to talk about, celebrate respectfully.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? He's a dickhead.
Listen, I'm a big Jose fan, like massive Jose fan.
I'm super
disappointed in what he said, But one thing I've noticed, and this isn't to excuse what Jose said, but one thing I've noticed about Jose in his career is that whatever club he's at, he always tries to create this. No, but he tries to create this us versus them thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So whatever club he's at, he always tries to be like, he doesn't do this, oh, half step in, half out, which is wrong in this scenario, because I don't care if you've got that kind of mantra that you have to always create at any club. When something like this happens, you need to dash that out the window. Do you know what I'm saying? And you need to stand on what's right. But he does do that a lot.
He does, but let's have it right. I seen him dash United to the side because they weren't playing well. He was like, I've won this. These are on this. So for him to stick by racism and go, yeah, Eusebio was black. I get what he was trying to do. I don't think Mourinho's racist, yeah? And I get that he was trying to deflect it, but this is Mourinho trying to do it in a Mourinho way. It was,
and there's
was
a bigger picture.
Land, bro.
He can't yeah, do this. There's a bigger picture. Bro. Like your voice is too influential to be doing
the
this.
The fact that he's saying that the biggest player in their club was black
that's
poor,
disgusting.
Bro.
That's like I've got a black best friend.
That's like
isn't
my white brethren just saying to me, oh yeah, you're the N-word, but my mate's black.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, I love
that's
him. That's my brother.
That's what it is.
Come on,
that's exactly what it is
to me, man. It don't make no sense.
You can't make the excuse for our next man as well. Look, it's very distasteful.
And you can't tell a man how to celebrate. You cannot tell a man how to celebrate.
Oh, that's a banger, bro. He does celebrate how he wants.
The celebration weren't even bad.
When Cunha came and done that, yeah, I didn't love it. But I didn't think you disrespect
racism.
I didn't think any.
Bro,
yeah,
Griezmann's made a whole career out of dancing.
Yeah, doing the rare, and he does the
loser
dance.
Yeah, he does that, bro. That will incite anyone, bro.
Yeah, of course.
Man,
bro, you know they've made it a thing on what's it called
on
games
FIFA.
And stuff.
Yeah,
bro.
Yeah. Why not?
They made it a thing.
Why not, bro?
But that was a Fortnite celebration, apparently.
Yeah.
That's disrespectful, though. Dance it on.
That's rude. But you know what it is, in a football match, if a player scores and does something disrespectful, you have the chance to score
back
and celebrate, tackle him mad red. There's bare things you can do, you understand? Racism is, there's no excuse.
Is he saying that there's none in Benfica or there's just none in Portugal? Because that Hulk was getting racism before and he scored
Broski,
that banger
Broski.
And then he was quiet
it's
after
not,
that.
It's not rocket science that is in, even here, bro.
Europe,
it's everywhere,
man.
Like it's Europe,
Has he like damaged his legacy?
I think so.
Amongst the man them. Because whether people realise it or not, I think the man them always have an affinity to a man like Jose. And it's because he's
not
seen, he seems like he's an ally. He's had bare black players.
Good people's man.
You get me? At Chelsea, you can see he's championed the black players. So the man them have always been cool with things. Do you think this is like stained his legacy?
Has he tarnished his legacy?
Yeah.
I'm gonna say it's like the Jordans, innit? Right now, like we're looking.
Let me land it.
I'm saying basically we're looking at Jordan with side eye. It's just like you've done a madness. I know people are still gonna rock them, but it's like I'm looking at Jose like raw. Like I thought you were gang, not really. And it's like anyone wearing Jordans as well. I say,
but you heard what happened with the Jordan.
Well, anyone?
Hey, relax. Bro.
Wait. You heard what happened with the Jordan thing, though, innit?
What happened?
The youth's dad came out and said that there was ice. When they won, the youth put ice down his shorts.
Why?
Like, so, because, I don't know, kids do dumb shit, innit? They took
see,
the ice,
he was
put
getting
it down.
Ice.
The dad, I'm saying what the dad said. This is what the dad said.
Yeah.
And Jordan was trying to take the ice out of his shorts.
Like this.
Ah, mad.
I'm just saying what the dad said. It's his dad, innit?
Either way, it's
dead. Cool. It's his dad.
We move on.
Do you think Jordan's that dumb enough while all the cameras around to be
he
doing
didn't
that
know
stuff?
He was on camera.
Jordan didn't know he was on camera.
I don't know, innit?
I've never retrieved ice like this, bro.
I've never retrieved ice. I've never retrieved ice.
That's what
we eat with our hands. Nigerians, we eat with our hands, bro. We eat with our hands, we collect it like this. Man said.
When ice goes where it goes, that's where it is. Why am I retrieving it? Retrieving ice.
Let the frost.
None of the ice is there.
No one asked you.
Why are you retrieving
the
ice?
All right, let me ask you something. If the dad comes out and says it's like it's not that ice, can't we know Jordan is cut? Then should it be cool or not?
But you're not clocking the symbolism. He's retrieving ice. Do you know what ice is doing
in America right now?
And you're retrieving it. Brother, left that for melt, brother. For melt, wet. I should have put flame to that.
That could have been an anti-ice protest.
He's with the situation.
Something
like that. Oh my God. But Jose, though, I honestly, in my opinion, as someone that's been a big Jose fan and supporter online for years, this is tarnished for me.
Man.
It's tarnished for me,
bro.
I can't lie. But the game would never have been. Jose is so important to football, though. If we never had Jose, football would be so different.
Like, it's like. The direct comparison I give it is if Wenger said this, I'll be hurt, bro. I think Henri, Vieira, Solca, all of these men, you're going to turn your back on them because that's what he's doing. He's turning his back on his legacy. Yeah? Fair enough, the first great Juve, Jose team we saw was Porto, but even that team had black players, bruv. Yeah. You get me? So I don't think he's been at a team. If you're a top European manager, from the 2000 onwards, you've had black players as your top
He signs
guys.
Them though. Like,
exactly, he discovers them.
He got sent off in this game as well. So his head was gone. I don't know what to say about him, but I know his head was gone in this match.
Yeah.
But it doesn't give you an excuse to operate like that.
I hope he comes out and addresses that.
I'm hoping
my head was gone. You know what? It's wrong.
They're playing each other again. So
he'll double down. He'll say the same thing, man.
So Vincent Kompany, a couple people in black players, obviously, and ex-players in football have, Benny McCarthy spoken out about it. I see Vincent Kompany is obviously powerful. Another manager of a top team.
Yeah, great words.
Who else did I see?
What did Vinny say? I never saw it.
Vincent Kompany, he was saying basically, do you know about the oppression that Eusebio was going through? He had to do 20 times more than the white player to even be called good. And for him to even say something like that is...
It's ridiculous.
He said he can't even bring up Eusebio and say it was cool because of him seeing what he went through. So don't try it, Mourinho. I think it was the right person to say it at a big club. And it just sends a strong message direct to Mourinho because he said him by name as well. So well done.
I can't remember who, but a couple Spanish players have come out and stood by Vinicius saying this is ridiculous. Yeah. Even if they haven't mentioned the racism part, they said, how are you getting onto him for celebrating? You understand? Like,
he got yellow for that
sense.
As well.
Yeah, they're saying it doesn't make no sense.
Yeah, but who came out? Was it?
I think it was Arbeloa.
Mbappe came out as well.
Mbappe and Valverde. Was it Valverde?
Valverde.
They said that they heard him say mono, the monkey. Mono. But then I see some video footage and I don't know whether they heard or not, you know.
No, he said it more than once. So there's the first part, then there's the second part. Bro.
Every time he put his hand over his mouth.
So he covered his thing every time.
Every time he did it.
Come on, man, he's guilty.
Every time he's talking, then he
goes. I see Alan Shearer, Gary Lineker and Mika Richards speaking about it. Big them up, because they just come out and said the realness. They said, if he didn't say it, why did he cover his mouth? Simple as that. It's just simple. So people coming out and sticking up for this Prestiani joke.
But they should get them now, though, because now he said, I did say something. Remember, people were saying he didn't say nothing at all. Yeah. Before, they was like, he didn't say nothing, but he's told you, raw, I was on the homophobic
No, but we knew he said something because he covered his mouth.
Yeah, yeah. But he said something. But it's his word against his. It's not like they can get a lip reader in. There's nothing they can do. But the most frustrating thing about this thing here is they say, be the bigger person. And it's always people that are not black people, that, you know what I'm saying? You don't know what it's like to be called that.
On the main.
And realistically, man should have just boxed him down. But then if he does that, he's wrong,
innit? He can't, that's the thing.
You see, the world we live in is so dark.
The right thing, and they're on him.
So dark.
Should the players take a stand? Would you not want it for a change to happen? We're talking about
as a consumer, no. As a man watching.
I think they should. Even if they should say, bro,
he don't want. He obviously remember Suarez, so he's.
What's that got to do with me? I'm not wearing a t-shirt.
Bro, you're a bit high, bro.
Yeah, but what the hell's that got to do with me?
We know what side he's on, innit?
Man, what got to do with me?
You love Suarez, and he's your favourite striker.
I don't take away how good he is at football, and I see him high five Sterling and Sturridge so many times. You can't tell me nothing.
Bro, high five Eusebio.
Because my thing is,
he likes Hulk Hogan as well.
The player should make a stand, innit?
Nothing.
You know what someone said to me, I see it online. Oh, they're getting paid something grand a week. I said, do you think there's money you can pay me a week to let a white man call me a monkey? Now, there's a couple amounts. But let's...
No, I'm joking. Hey, the shade bar is clicking that. That's the part they're clicking.
Nah, but all jokes aside, There's no, but let's have it right. All jokes aside now, no.
300,000 a week.
Brandon, no. Give me my money, but I have to be, if that's the case, I'm allowed to box him then.
Yeah, you're just going to get fined.
So exactly. So there's no point.
I 300,000 a week, but every time you box him, you lose 290,000.
Nah. Wait, what?
That means
you're saying first 6 weeks, 10 bags. I'm joking. Nah, but all jokes aside.
Do you think the players, not even the players, the player involved, so say that to Vinny, should he just do some, I've told the ref what's going on, either he leaves this pitch or I leave this pitch.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm saying, this is the question now, do black players need to come together and say enough's enough? We have to do something. Forget, you need to respect all of them. We're not playing anymore.
I know you need the support and all that, yeah, but forget rallying up the troops and getting other people to act. I'm saying the person that's involved in the incident takes the stance. He's the one who's going
to
feel it the
most. It's not enough. I'm saying it needs to be
that
like...
Game, you know when he walked off the pitch, yeah, the players are now still basically telling him just come back on the pitch.
Yeah.
It's not going to work, bro.
Yeah, but it has to be everyone.
The only time it works is when it's in AFCON. AFCON, did you see that madness that happened in AFCON? It wasn't a racism thing, but there was something that happened and then all the players walked off the pitch. If it was a fake pen or something like that. If they'd done this, if they'd done that in terms of a racism... Yeah, if they'd done that in the terms of a racist aspect, I think it'll work. But no one's going to do that. So everyone just does bare chatting online.
A team done it in Europe, 100%. I can't remember when it was. A couple seasons ago, they came back on. Something happened. They came back on. Nothing was done about it. They said the guy's not going off. So they said, cool. They left the pitch, bro. Should VAR have been involved? Yeah. Three separate incidents. Yeah. You can't even kick a man once with them cameras rolling now. So should there have been a little bit of common sense and... Even if it's a question, what did you say? Like, before Vinicius even needs to say anything, even during the game, the ref's calling you to the side. What do you keep saying to my man?
No, do you know what I think it is, though? Do you know what I think it is, yeah? Cool, you can do all of the things during the game, walking off, all of these sorts of things. I think the problem is the punishment, right? The punishment I saw, and correct me if I'm wrong, is it like 10 games?
Yeah.
10 games, that's
minimum,
stupid.
That's minimal,
if it's 10 games by UEFA, some players are still going to take that risk because they know after 10 games, they're still going to get paid and they're still going to come back.
No, but I don't get
they shouldn't. Obviously, they're idiots. But my point is, if the punishment is you are banned from UEFA competitions for life, no one's taking... Who's taking that risk?
It's the truth, though, bro.
I think you don't
It has to be harsher punishments.
Banned for life is excessive.
How is that excessive? That is how you iron it out of the team.
But if you're racist, at a football stadium as a fan, you're banned from that stadium for life. But if you're a player playing for the club, you're allowed to.
How is that excessive? I think if you're banned from playing, that will scare everyone from even taking the risk.
There's no education in. If you just say, let's hear me
out. You can't educate him.
Let him land. It's valid. No, it is valid. Let him land.
So right now, yeah, you go and ban this Argentinian guy for life, yeah? As far as he's concerned, you've taken food. This black man is taking food out of my family's life. My whole family, everyone after me, is blaming this black man.
No.
We don't. So where's the accountability?
I'm saying it's
a
not.
A racist person's family.
But I'm saying,
everything.
What job are you? You're not getting the job done, really.
How?
I don't believe you're getting the job done by banning him for life. I don't think that, because you're not even, right now, this person needs to be taught. If you now say, this road is closed to you, you can't do anything else, I'm telling you, the way they feel about that is different.
So what would you do different then?
I'm saying right now, what I would do different is the black players, why they take us for idiots is because we don't do nothing. We took a knee for a long time. What did we get with that? If the black players now say, this racism thing has to stop, we're not playing anymore until it stops, I guarantee you they'll fix that
why should we be out of pocket
exactly
and
we know the leagues out of pocket
no the players are going to be fine
it's our passion
if do the black players stop playing what happens
it's our passion we haven't done anything
we
wrong
done anything.
Or let's say the players haven't done anything wrong so why are they sitting down because someone is being racist that doesn't make sense. They need to learn like what Craig said. They need to get banned from the stadium. How much education or fake education have we tried to do? You said the knee. We've tried to do that. Didn't work. We've done the hand. It didn't work. We've been seeing it over
Stop
and
playing.
Over.
Okay, so
for
what?
Time.
You've
for
seen,
years.
You saw.
What
Colin
are we
going to
do?
Do a whole... They left him, bro.
And they left
still
him.
He's still unemployed.
One man can't do
so
it.
So you can't take that
No, but
risk.
One man can't
Life
do it.
Life moves on. Wait. Life moves on, bro.
Yes.
So this is what needs to happen. That lifetime ban needs to happen.
It moves on without you.
Go
you
back
get
to
me.
Argentina.
Yeah, and where you can see that.
His family cannot look at Vinicius and say it's him. Why there's no money while the European money's
will.
Not coming in.
I mean,
no,
they can
can't.
If they want.
But it will.
No, you look
that's,
at
that's
the person
problem.
That said
that's
it. Why
problem.
Did you say it?
Why would they do it? They wouldn't do that, though.
Well, that's a normal person. You effed it up. Is racism in football a problem or is racism a problem?
Racism's a problem.
Exactly.
But I'm saying, when the black people need to get something done, if you talk about like with the Rosa Parks, when they start getting on the buses, when they said, we're not giving
Punch
you-
Punch him in the face.
Basically, right now, is how important is our coins? How important is our money? I see in different communities, they listen to them because they respect the money that they bring to the sport. I'm telling you right now, if we said, you're not getting our bread no more, they will change it.
What bread? The
think I'm saying if the because you need the black players, you need the even right now the immigrants thing that Sir Jim said. What's going to happen? They said they looked at it, nothing to see here. We move on. No one gives a shit because you have to cause a storm. Someone has to step. Someone in terms of us black players could all stand up and say we're not playing anymore until there's harsher punishments. And I guarantee you that something will happen.
All I'm saying is, dude, we need maybe a lifetime then, because I heard your point. I understand what even if you don't agree, I understand what KG's saying, because you want these people to come off the other side and learn from
but
it.
From your wafer.
No, I hear you, but what I'm saying is it doesn't have to be maybe lifetime, okay. But 10 games is a joke.
It's not enough.
Yeah. It's a fucking joke.
It's
so
not enough.
Four years, a season, two seasons. It needs to be something where like, they're sitting down like, yo, this is mad. Like, I've really fucked up. Do you get what I'm saying?
And you don't need
10
to
games
be,
ain't doing nothing.
You don't need to be league, FA Cup, Carabao
just
Cup.
Be that competition.
It's just UEFA, Champions League, Europa League.
Yeah,
you
can't.
The top end.
Because you're
going to
go elsewhere. Like,
where everyone wants to play, you're not allowed to
play
here
no
for
more.
Two seasons. And it stops you getting moves.
I think that's a joke thing, man, because man them get banned for gambling more than the harsher sentence than racism.
If you do match fixing, you are looking a lifetime ban, bro. You are that's the maximum
that's
penalty.
Why Lucas
that's what it starts. Yeah, that's what it starts.
That's
at.
What he does.
You understand? Not start, but that's what they threaten initially. You get
Ivan
me?
Tony, how many games did he get?
Come on, bro.
20 games, 18 games.
And I hear the people are saying that. Obviously, racism is a problem everywhere, but in some parts of the world, it's more prevalent. The reason I don't think that's an excuse for a 20-year-old footballer playing in Europe, but he's probably been academy since he's like 12. Even if he was 15, even if it was academy from 18, if you're playing top-flight European
football,
you're
fucking black man.
You got black man in your team. So how you going?
I don't mean you got like them. Ain't the
problem. Yeah, but it's not about you, brother. That's
see
not
this
the
guy.
Point, bro.
This guy, bro.
No, it's a fact, though. It's a fact, though.
Yeah, but geez, ain't the problem is that they can't prove what he said.
That's not.
It doesn't
bro.
Matter. See, I don't think they care about
because
that.
Because if you went into like proper like procedures and courts and punishments,
it would
and
just
stuff,
be a 10 game.
You should be able to prove. That means you can. That means just hearsay. So without even proving what I said, without even seeing it, and I'm just hearing a man now, I can get a game for.
But that's most
get
racism.
For 10
that's
well,
what most racism
no, I'm saying,
is, though. You
ain't
can't
this,
prove it.
Ain't this the issue, though? It should be like if you can't actually definitively prove it, how can you deal with it?
Yeah, no, but a man them saying
don't,
that 10 games ain't enough is what they're saying.
Don't be insulting man under your mat, then. Don't be insulting man under your mat.
That's why you don't do it. You don't.
Because, yeah, we should be speaking if we don't know each other.
Yeah, like, you don't
the,
do it.
But the problem is, yeah, what he's done here is he's tiered what's more important. So he said, raw, racism, that's a bit mad. Then he said homophobia is a lesser tier. But it's looking at the groups who are going to fight, push back and do something about it. So he said, the group that's not going to hurt me the most is the LGBTQ community. I'm going for them. But I'm saying with the black people, he's saying, raw, they're not doing anything as well. So yes, I get 10 game ban. Is it enough? No. So then as a community, there's something that we have to do to say, when you mess with us, we do this. And it's not happened yet.
Big up
that's
Eric
why
Cantona.
That's why you're getting people saying Flaky madness on the BAFTA awards and that. But it's cool.
Talking of Jose Mourinho, Mikel Arteta has now won as many London derbies as Mourinho in the Premier League. Arteta has won 42 out of 69 and Mourinho won 42 out of 70.
Yeah, but Arsenal's probably, that's all like Spurs, Fulham, West Ham.
Chelsea.
But who's the wins come against is what I'm saying. If you check.
Yeah, but that would have been Jose at Chelsea, no, as well.
Weaker league.
What are you talking about? Man United
they've
with
got,
the Manchester one?
Yeah, you're a madman.
Like, weaker league. I don't know what? Weaker league.
Well, the bigger question is, what has Jose won and what has Arteta won in that time? That's the bigger question. What has Jose won in that time of those derbies and what has Arteta won?
League's weaker now as well.
I'll be honest.
No, I don't know about that.
Craig Mitch, I'll be honest. I always say this and I'm going to have to not be a hypocrite and say it to you. I believe when you're having an individual argument, if you bring trophies involved, you're losing.
No, why?
Yeah, because why? It's an individual argument.
Yeah, but the
facts.
It's an
individual.
Are the,
don't
yeah,
bring
the.
Oh,
but the fact.
He's
the
won more games.
Yeah, and that's cool.
That's a
and
fact.
That's cool.
As well.
That's fine.
The he's context. Won more the this yeah, is the context. Yeah, but if you apply context, yeah. But this is the thing, yeah. Jose walked into a financially pumped Chelsea, yeah.
Yeah. No FFP.
Yeah? No FFP. God knows how good were Tottenham back then?
Super
how good. Yeah, how good were Fulham?
No, we were
back
better
then?
Than we are now.
Yeah, but West Ham, West Ham.
That's so sad.
London clubs were worse then. Yeah. Arsenal were still good.
QPR was there as well.
London clubs were significantly worse when Jose Mourinho was Chelsea manager.
Yeah, absolutely.
I can say that, definitely. Absolutely.
Marlon Hayward.
And when Arteta took over, he took over a team that was currently, what, 15th place or something? Only he was able to get Pablo Mari and Cedric as his first signings. Like, it's not the same, bro. It's, you can't say, obviously, Mourinho's going to win
They've
more
got all
teams,
the
bro.
Excuses for Arteta.
You mean excuses, bro?
I see them just wheel him off.
Brother, you lot are just,
when
you know
other
what?
Managers in the same scenario.
Bro,
you lot. Because you don't need Arteta, the money to win the FA Cups and the League Cups and that.
You know what?
Emery's team as well.
I'm not even going to go there for you.
Marcus is on mind games today. I deeped it.
Actually, yeah, you know what? For real. All
right, let's keep
a game,
it real.
A game just went down.
Yeah, yeah.
The London Derby happened.
Yeah.
They came into your home.
What, man saying London Derby, yeah?
Kicked out your teeth.
What, the man say London, the Derby?
North London Derby.
The SA Derby.
Come like they could call it that.
Is that what? The SA Derby? We're asking Mitch here about the SA Derby, yeah? What's your thoughts on that, my bro?
I've got a question. Hold on two seconds. Before, let me ask you something. Because I've never got ask a Tottenham fan this. Why do you lot hate him? I get that he does the celebrations and that, but why do you hate him so much? Like, he never played for you, man.
I don't hate Eze. I don't hate
Eze. I see Fuad on the ting but talking listen, about no, but, how he hates him
but
for
Lippy,
life.
But Lippy, be real. You know the answer to that question. If you think you're about to sign a player...
He was never going to go.
Yeah, but bro, they don't know that.
But that's Bruno Gamero.
You know that because you know him.
He was never going to
Yeah, but you know that because you know him. The average fan don't know that.
I hear
so
that.
In your mind, if you're caught in this, you know what it is. It's like you're in the club. You think you got the girl. You're about to take the girl home.
She jumped
and then
in
your
the
op
G-wagon.
Comes in the club.
Not even your op.
And just takes off the table. And you're just there. You put all the drinks.
So you're sour when that happens. You need to just look the next
guy straight away. No, but I'm with you because I'm not that. I'm a Spurs fan and I'm not like that. I'm like, cool. Eze, it made sense why Eze chose Arsenal. Arsenal in a much better position. They're going for the title and he supports them. So for me, I can sleep up at night knowing that a player chose his boyhood club and they're a better team right now. That's cool for me. Other Spurs fans, then they ain't got that grip of reality right now. They're thinking, we're getting Eze. He's going to improve our team. We finished 17th. And on the last day, he goes to the ops. Then he bags a hat trick for the ops after doing nothing most of the season, bags a hat trick. And then now goes on an 18-game goalless.
All right. Shotless, bro. Not
all right. 17-game goalless streak, barring who did you play in the FA Cup? Wigan. Okay. So barring Wigan, goes on a 17-game goalless and assist. Goals and assist streak, and then comes back to us and bags a brace. Of course they're going to be upset. Why are you asking that question? Let's talk about Tottenham. This team right here will be playing in the EFL next season.
Oh.
They will be playing. No, I'm saying this as someone that watches 90 minutes of Spurs every week. They will be playing in the EFL next season. It breaks my heart.
You can win the
but
trophy,
the reality,
though.
No, but listen, we will win that if we go down. But the reality of the situation is, the teams we're going up against, I've watched Forest, I've watched West Ham, unfortunately, Steve-O's over there. They are playing better than us right now. They have momentum and they have the mentality to know what it's like to be in a relegation fight. See the players we have, like Xavi Simmons and Kolo Muani. These players think they're too good to scrap and fight in a relegation fight. He thinks he's too good as well. This guy played for PSG, f***ing Juventus.
He was working yesterday, man.
That's one game, bro. I've been watching him all season.
I'm telling you, he stunk all season.
Bro, that was his first Premier League goal.
I believe
he's got minutes.
First goal down, they don't come back up straight away.
I don't know about that. All I know is right now we are terrible. We are terrible and I can't see us getting the necessary points to get out of this fight. So Arsenal fans getting excited, which you should, because obviously it's 3 points on the board and you beat your rivals. But we lose. We've been losing at home to everyone all season. How That's dare, nothing to get gassed about.
How dare you though? How dare you? Honestly, how dare you? You lot are, no, they're idiots, bro. Do you know what's the matter about these pricks here? Is they turn up, Man City, Super Saiyan. Someone gives them a sensu bean and they're on it. They say you will not do nothing. In the North London Derby, these lot just, I don't know what's going on. Jed Spence, I've already seen your manager cussing the players. He's already done the Conte thing without even being with the players for like 4 or 5 games.
But that's necessary. Frank weren't doing that. No, I'm happy he did
bro,
that.
Bro, he's telling Van de Ven, push up. Yeah. Van de Ven didn't even listen to him. Then he goes like this.
Because he thinks he's too good to be in the position. That's my point, bro.
Yeah,
these men think they're too good to be in the position
they're
in.
Too good to push up?
Yes.
To listen.
To listen. Them men are thinking, oh, why am I even in this position? Why am I?
Push up. I see, it's embarrassing. I see. When it was 1-1 or maybe 2-1 to Arsenal, I've seen Dragovic. He was taking the long throws, innit, for Spurs, innit? And then they got one
like deep into the Arsenal half, and it, someone was like, yeah, he goes, nah, man. He said no. Wait, what?
That's how they treat the manager.
Said, no.
I know, but
he said no, man. Go play.
The one thing I'll say is we're terrible. But the one thing I'll say is we have got mad injuries. Bro.
Don't start this.
What do you mean? Don't start? Did you see our back four? Our back four was Archie Gray at right back, who is a DM. Hold on, Dragosin, our fourth choice centre back.
He's right.
With Palinia, who is a DM in a back three, yeah. And then Spence, who is a right back at left back. That was our back four. What are you talking about? Yeah, but he's not supposed to. There's no balance.
But even when you're...
That's a problem. If Adogi's there, he's not playing.
Hold on. Even when your best four are there,
yeah.
He still plays on the left.
Yeah, but he shouldn't. My point is, that's Frank's...
Spence. But that's Frank's problem.
I'm saying if Adogi's fit... If Adogi's fit, he's not playing. It'll be Adogi at left back, Spence, Porro on the right back, and it'll be Romero and Van de Ven. That'll be our back four.
But you still concede goals when you've had your permanent back four, you still concede a lot of goals with them there anyway.
Yeah, we do, but then our midfield...
Spence said we're going to put people in a penitentiary, yeah? He posted a picture. I saw Saka on the floor. When we said, bring your best winger.
You know what he done?
Yeah? So right now, what about that?
Bro, that was in September. Why are you talking about what's happening in September?
So we're almost in March.
Bro, he's been for time now. What are we talking about?
You know what he does? He put man in the penitentiary, bro. He locked himself in the cell, bro. His keys are outside the door, bro. He's locked in the cell. He can't get out.
No, them old school, them cartoon
ones. He's trying to juke the key.
Bro, we're in a position, yeah, where the ownership, yeah, they've been bad at recruiting. So they've had managers. We've gone from Nuno to Ange to fucking Thomas Frank. Three managers. We've recruited. I've watched him this season. We've recruited poor players. Mm-hmm. And then add on top of that, we've got 13 injuries. It's Jabby everything Simmons. At once, bro, right
Jabby
now.
Simmons is not So you lot was going to bring a Berry for this shit.
He's just technically good, but he ain't got the mentality, he ain't got the physicality. Like, he lacks all the things to be a Premier League footballer.
Yesterday, I'm not going
to
lie.
No, but he's a technical player, though. He can do technical things.
I feel like the only thing Tottenham is good for is just bringing performances in and stuff, man. That's what this
Breezy Bowl.
Tottenham is
doing. I don't know what you mean.
Beyonce.
Wizkid.
And called a concert, bringing Burner performances.
Boy. All right, chill, because we've won silverware more recently than you, so chill out.
What was the silverware?
Europa League, but it's still silverware.
You don't play that competition.
You know the comparison between Arsenal and Tottenham? Yeah? You see, like, you're my bigger bro.
Mm.
You know, like, I'm getting a bit henched that I'm in a gym. Now I feel like I can mash you up.
Yeah, yeah.
But then you're going to show me every single time.
Big
bro
strength.
You know when you do this thing here?
Yeah.
Can I say something?
I've been saying that, Lippy, please. Remember, I say that.
Terrible,
what did I say on
bro.
This show? Only people that make Spurs, that make us think Spurs are a big team are Arsenal fans. You Arsenal fans give you lot too much ratings. By saying, oh my God, they're not London derby.
If you treated
them like QPR that they are, then you see what I'm saying, innit?
Chill out. Wait, can I say something?
We're going to get some points from White Hart Lane, bro. That's what you're going to do.
Hey, chill out. Let me tell you something, though. The reason people say we're a big team, yeah, is because we was in the Champions League final 6 years ago. Hold on. 6 years ago, we was in the Champions League final. We're in the round of 16 in the Champions League right now, and we had a parade less than 6 months ago, and we're the ninth richest club in the world, according to Forbes.
Money.
So all it... Bro, I just made 4 or 5 points.
Money.
Go on, what are the footballing ones? Go on, wait.
Count the points.
You lost the Champions League final
in 30 seconds.
No, we didn't. Where was your last Champions League final?
Oh, you doing this with me?
I'm just saying, when was it?
Hold on.
When was
what
it?
Manchester United, though.
Yeah, but they
ask them. Ask them when their last relegation battle was, bro.
We packed you in the final. Allow it, man.
Do you know you lot are 15th, yeah? Where they finished last
season.
See, oh my days. You lot were 15th last season, yeah? You lot joked about it. Not for 1 second did anyone think United were going to get relegated. Not for a second, bro.
Yeah, but they weren't down there. They weren't really down there.
Like, this was close, man.
They were 15.
Yeah, but points-wise, they were nowhere near 18th in points-wise, though.
That just shows how bad. And I hear the...
This is a real relegation scrap, isn't it?
A real one. Bro, I just said we're getting relegated. What do you mean? I just said we're getting relegated.
2 points.
Brother. I watch West Ham, and I know Spurs fans were watching West Ham as well with keen eyes saying they cannot win this game. Imagine watching West Ham thinking, if they get a result, we're in trouble.
If Forest beat Liverpool,
if we didn't have all these injuries right now, we would not be in this position, though. We'd be shit, but we wouldn't be in this position. 12, what if we had Madison, Kudelski, Kudus, Benton, Core? I don't know.
Definitely, bro.
I don't know. I just know we've had bad injuries.
Steve, our team's better than West Ham.
Just sub anyway, come.
The relegation table, the battlers.
Ah, relegation table.
One of these are not going to be here next season, bro.
Battles of the relegation.
At least we're in a round of 16 in the Champions League. Is that not something to brag about? I don't get what...
Spartan! Come on, look,
hey, Conference League champions.
Kev, Steve. I listen, straight shooter.
Don't bring your mediocrity onto me.
You're below us.
Whoa.
You are a 17th place team.
No, we're 16th. We're 16th.
No, last year.
We're 16th.
Hey, okay. Steve.
Yes, mate.
Straight shootout, you and Spurs, end to the end of the season. Do you pick up more points than Tottenham?
Yeah, 100%.
You know what you talk to us about it.
They're struggling. They're terrible. No. I'm not. This is the facts. He's really come out and said they're going to go down. And I believe that. It's so bad to watch them. Obviously, I went over to their ground a few weeks ago. It's
concert,
dire.
Concert or...
No.
I told you.
The West Ham game.
Yeah, because they don't have concerts like there.
And the thing is, because of everything what's been going on with Arsenal and City, like all these other things have been going on, and we've been forgetting about the team that we really don't like and the fans we don't like. And that was Spurs. They've been quiet. So I'm glad today that he's turned up, because I was going to come in and say today, like, Spurs, man. Idiots. Like, we hate them. And I'm so happy with them. I couldn't say this before because my cousin was assistant manager. So we had family invested in it. Now I can say it.
Who was your cousin?
Justin Cochran.
Oh, yeah, he was Spurs. Terrible. He was terrible. He deserved to get sacked. I'm glad.
Shut up.
I hope he gets another job somewhere. He's terrible. He's terrible.
See the red one? One.
Tapping. That was a tapping.
Wait, and another thing.
That was like WWE. Right. You know that sound? Oh, who's your cousin?
Yeah.
Walked into it. Nah, he was meaty.
Right, and I've come on. Right, by the way, before we leave that segment, one of the best and brightest young up-and-coming coaches in the game right now. So it was just sad to see him have to go to Spurs because he backed Thomas Lightweight. But anyway, what else I wanted to say,
So secretly, he's kind of responsible for Scanning over there.
You know, listen.
He's part of the money. What do you mean he's part of the cell?
Oh, God, maybe. It's lessons, isn't it?
Maybe. Lessons.
Okay, go on.
And I also wanted to come on the show today to say, right, two things. And let me land both things, right, without you answering. I'll tell you when to answer. So, you've come on and you've been in the group talking about Eze. Like, people have been saying bad things against him. No one has said no bad things against him. We love him. The show loves him. I love him. I'm happy when he does well.
Me.
But we were just, well, not we, you lot, I don't know what you lot were doing, but I was just stating, I want to see more. Now, whether that's an Arteta problem, whether that's an Eze problem, I don't care whose problem it is. I just want to see the best players playing the best football. And he's a lovely geezer, and I didn't like to see 10 games without a start and like that. 17 games without a shot on target. I don't want to see that from someone as class as him. So it might be an Arteta problem, but there's a problem. That's all there was. So don't get defensive when we're trying to call out problems.
No, there you go. It was group chat banter.
All right, okay. But, right. Yeah. Another thing. John. Then you can answer this. Where the f*** are my trainers?
Hey, bro.
Brother, I swear to God, I say it here now, if you rob me for my trainers, because they're my favorite trainers and the only gym trainers I have, I'm fighting you.
Cool. So
that's why he's coming all black.
Basically, me and you have to fight then.
Okay.
Because,
not yet.
Just wait after. Let me explain to you.
It's not even
my fault. Basically, so there's a thing in the Congolese community, yeah? What we do is we give back clothes
Matanga.
To Congo. No, Matanga's funeral.
So I said he had a funeral for his crib.
Basically, we've done a clear out. Yeah? So in the clear out.
It's in a barrel.
My mum, yeah. No, it's not even in the barrel. It's in the box.
To go to...
Yeah.
So it wasn't you that I saw in my gym trainers in the gym?
You see that one? I wore them one time. I had to go gym. I was going third space, innit? So you know you got to look the part. So I can't just go
to the
270, gym.
Okay, they're 270, that's it,
Adipures. 270?
270,
that's I can't it. Give you 270, bro. Come on, man.
Reimburse me, it's fine.
Hey, but you know this, though? Let me tell you the truth, though, yeah?
How has he got his trainers? What's going on?
Basically, it's his fault. So what happened is, yeah, we went to, obviously, Dubai. You know, we're living nice now. Obviously, we've gone Dubai now. He's gone to go and do daddy big splashy. So he's gone and bought bare trainers and stuff. His suitcase is packed. So he used my suitcase. I said, no problem, come and use my suitcase.
Still then.
Whoa, hold on. So when we've come
he
out
gave
the airport,
me two pairs back and kept
on,
one.
Hold on. I let you talk. Let me talk.
Yeah, land.
So when we've come out of the airport, I've opened my suitcase. Steve-O's taken the trainers he wanted to take that he saw
I didn't see that he packed them underneath my clothes. I've then closed my suitcase. I've gone home unpacked. I've seen Adidas trainers. I said, oh, these are nice,
isn't it? And he's just been wearing them.
And he's been wearing them and he's not come back since.
But yeah, but obviously I wore it once to go to third space. That, I'm not gonna lie, they're comfortable, bro. They're comfortable. And then obviously now I've done a clear out and then now they've gone to Congo.
Well, anyway, that's all.
Hey, what, can you get your lunch?
Lunch?
Yeah.
You was meant to get me lunch all these weeks. But anyway, boys, great show. I heard you talk about the racism. I thought it was excellent.
So just, because you mentioned Eze, yeah? I think it's time for me to say something because we were talking about SA.
Hey man, owe me apologies, by
wait,
the way.
No. Since we're in
for
apology gate.
For backing against Spurs.
One second.
No. I would like to land. Since we're in apology gate, I think I'm due an apology on this show. I am because I didn't, in that week, yeah, you lot were looking for new tens. And I said, hey, there's rice at home. I said on this show, hey guys, you talk about new tens. I saw Bruno Fernandes. I saw all these players. And I said, why are they here? You have Eze. And then what they did, someone nicely edited the clip and put it out online. And to make it look like I've been cussing Eze. Now, the guy next to me, Menace, was singing a song saying it didn't work out. That didn't come from me, yeah? But what I will say is, you had a game against Wolves, yeah? And I was saying, you know them, the meaty teams? The meaty teams, they sometimes try to be like dickheads. They sometimes decide, we're not having it today, yeah? And Arsenal struggled with the low block, yeah? And your manager decided that SA wasn't good enough before because in Wigan, who was the 10? Bukayo Saka. Against Wolves, who was the 10? Bukayo Saka. What happened? It didn't work out. So they said, you know what? I'm going to reinstate the man that scored in the last game. So don't blame us. Talk to your manager because he was the one that dropped him for those games and just brought him back. So why are you looking at me for? And you didn't even face a low block because I don't know what Spurs were playing.
We're playing man to man.
I'm just saying,
a lot of Eze's problem is signing for Arsenal and just the PR that you get being around that team and the way that the fan base have moved, because Eze is decent, but it's like the second he signed to Arsenal, yeah, everybody just unanimously just decided that he was like world class, like a world beat.
Nah, he was a top Premier League player,
the opposite,
though.
Definitely the opposite.
He was a rated Premier League player. Everyone was downplaying him.
I'm just saying.
Everyone was downplaying it. You lot was sending us pictures.
He signed before he even kicked the ball. He signed. Like, I think you put him on a pedestal that he's not on. And that's why you're having a lot of the problems that you're having with some of his performances and stuff like that.
You know,
I blame Arteta.
I'm not going to lie to you. Like, it frustrates me when people say, oh, something like, oh, let it all work out and all that kind of stuff. Like, other players don't have the same walkout experience and stuff. Pogba done it. We weren't singing or saying
Pogba got mad flack. What were we supposed to say? Are you serious?
I didn't see it anyway.
You didn't but see players, Pogba getting flack?
Okay, we got to move the show
on. After that, they weren't calling Stormzy and stuff after because it wasn't working. And man's thing is, for Pogba, it was actually working.
Let's go back to the North London derby.
Players at the time when everyone was slaughtering him.
Let's go back to the North London derby. The thing that upset me the most, because I knew we were going to lose because we're at home and Arsenal are way better. The thing that pissed me off the most is that we let Eze and Gokeres, who have been meaty, stat pad in that game. That's what pissed me the most off about that result. Because I expected us to lose, but I thought it was going to be like a Gabriel header.
Gokeres was very good. And maybe he did.
But I didn't think it would be those two. That's the thing that pissed me off the most.
I knew.
You knew Gokeres was going to do what he did.
Bro, I have a LV General story. I said 2-0 though. I said Eze and Gokeres would score. And they just
Gokeres
doubled
was
it up.
Game.
Bro, he was sick.
I thought it would be a Gabriel header and a Nakasaka goal.
Go on, Kev.
Mitch, it's funny because just 3 days ago, I watched in the entirety of Ange on the overlap.
Sorry you wasted your time, man.
And so I just want to ask you, we haven't had a Spurs guy on here. It's only yourself or Scorcher, and Scorcher can't control himself. So I think it's good to ask you. You see when he says about your club from the inside, because even this guy, Igor Tudor's come out and he's sort of asking the questions that Conte asks, that Mourinho asks, that everyone asks about Spurs, and that is the dare to do and the sort of ethos of your club. It's a bit soft. What do you feel about that? Because these are top people that have a lot of information that are coming out saying this. And I know you are saying that your club, this, that and the other has a defence, but what do you really, really feel about the softness from the inside of your club?
They're spitting facts, but they're not clairvoyants. Like, we knew this before I didn't need Ange to sit on a podcast and tell me that, or Igor Tudor to come out after the game and say that. Like, anyone that's been watching Spurs for years, under Daniel Levy and the way the club's been run, you could see that there is not a winning mentality. That's why we didn't win anything for so long.
Do you know what I mean? We won one trophy in like 25 years. Of course there's that soft underbelly in the team. That's the reason we get mocked and people say that, Spursy and all of these types of things. I didn't need these people to come out and say that. Something needs to change at the top of the club. If you're not going to pay, the biggest thing is the wages. If you want to be a top team, you've got to have at least 7 to 8 players on 200 bags plus. Now, you can't have the majority of your team on 80 to 100. Yeah. No, bro, we're operating at like 70, 80 to 100 bags for these players. Van de Ven, I think, is on like 80 bags. Van de Ven, who's probably our best player. Like, that's what I'm saying. A lot of the players now, if you want to be a top club, you've got to pay the top wages. Otherwise, you ain't going to attract the top players.
Not taking the piss. It's as simple as that. Not taking the piss, yeah. You've seen Thomas Frank with the cup, yeah? You saw him with the Arsenal cup. You've recently seen after a humbling, a 4-1 drubbing, yeah? They said your manager, current manager, interim, whatever you want to call him, said Arsenal's the best team in the world. How does quotes...
He said like, probably.
Well, how does quotes like that feel?
It's the facts, though. But the thing is, you have to look in the mirror and understand the facts. Like, see the Spurs fans that get upset when managers are saying this. Wake up, bro. Unfortunately, it hurts me to say, but look at the top of the Champions League table. Arsenal are there. 0 L's next to their name. Look at the top of the Premier League table. Look at what they finished second for the last 3 years. So they are one of the best teams in the world. If you can't look in the mirror as a player and a fan and accept that reality, then my brother, you know what I'm saying? You need to just, I don't know, like, where are you living?
So what's the, as I say, I don't see a lot of Spurs fans. Only sometimes Ross comes in the group and chats.
They got Ross.
It's annoying.
But Ross was gone like, early.
They got Ross.
What's the general consensus of Spurs fans? How they been reacting?
What do you mean, to everything?
Yeah.
They're panicking because we're going down.
Expressions has been
the Titanic
it,
is going down, bro. It's over.
You think you go down for real?
Yeah, only because of the injuries. I'm not looking at the fixtures. Like, the fixtures are what they are. Like, I think every team's hard to play. I'm looking at when is the return dates of certain players that we need, the key return dates. Even Romero. Yesterday, I watched Dragosin get dragged all over the place by Gokeres. He made Gokeres look like R9 yesterday, Dragosin. He is shit. And all I could think of when I was watching that happen, Romero, you're a c***. This is your fault. Because if you didn't get that red card and get a 4-game ban, I'm not saying we would have won, but you're giving Romero and Van de Ven gives Gokeres a harder time than
I reckon Romero.
Maybe,
goes.
But yeah. I'm saying give us a better chance because next we got Fulham away and then we got to play Liverpool and there's no Romero still.
Do you think was his name Igor Tudor? What's his name?
Igor Tudor. Yeah.
Do you think he can get sacked before the end of the season?
You're bad, man. You set that up crazy.
That's not a bad shout, bro.
How many points do we think he's gonna get though? Real talk, like from now, like how many points?
I think we need 3 wins out of 12.
I was
we
about
need
to three. Say, and I think he'll get
what
back.
To
we
not need, get sacked.
I think no, he'll to get stay 8 up. Points.
To not stay enough. Up, bro. We not just need to stay up. We need 3 wins.
We've spoke about this before and everything, but I still feel like the you've been unlucky with your injuries, but even when you have had the players, the players that you've signed haven't played. How they did, and it happens. But
yeah,
because
that's because of Frank and your cousin, bro. Like, what am I supposed to do about like Frank? Like, I'm saying if the players are there, hold on, wait.
That's golden goal, you know. We're bringing back golden goal, like they can say. That's the end
I'm
of
letting
the
you know. I'm fighting. Hey, that's fight
that
worthy.
That is meant to work.
Fight
man.
Worthy.
Frank and your cousin.
He's in Congo, and he's really your cousin.
And he's really your cousin.
Hey, all jokes out. I'm saying, if you got a bag of international players there, which a lot of these Spurs players are, and you got players that you know are better than the teams, in my opinion, below them. And you're not getting the best out of them. I have to look at the coach.
And the cousin. So before we move on, no Steve-O, no.
No, stop. Nugs. Because you see what it is? Like, I can, as a man, I can go like this, look, fair play.
No, you're out of his head. Okay, real, yeah. Right. Go on.
But you see you. Yeah. I see you. Laughing at someone's cousin.
The
audacity of you laughing at someone's cousin when you've been crying for the last year about your cousin. That's not even your cousin. Okay, cool.
Can I respond?
There's no responding.
He's gonna go sacked.
Get him off. No.
Get him off.
Listen,
Let me look. Let's get some control. Let's before everything goes crazy. You need to let people at home know that we publish football content every Tuesday and Friday, and on our second channel, Extra Filthy, every Thursday and Saturday. Make sure you're subscribed to both hit that notification bell.
Hit that. Love Chelsea that. Were cruising until
for a bruising.
Fofana was sent off. Fofana left the field smiling after receiving a red, but was crying after losing in the Carabao Cup semi-finals.
He's mad nonchalant about the weirdest things, isn't it?
Let him
don't it. You think that was... Dude, I don't like Chelsea, but do you think that was a red card?
Yeah, man. It was a bad do challenge still.
That was a second yellow, right?
Was it second yellow?
Second yellow.
I didn't know that.
That was second yellow.
Yeah, that makes sense. That was definitely a yellow card. But I thought if that's straight red, the game
eight
gone.
Reds, though.
We spoke about their lack of discipline earlier in the season. They now have 6 red cards. That's more than any other team in the league. And 8 in all competitions. That is mad. That is... A red card every 4.5 games with 11 games to go by law of averages. There's about 2 more. And if they get 1 more, they will break the Prem record. Is this a lack of leadership, experience? Obviously, Thiago Silva has gone. That was kind of one of the only like senior members of the Chelsea squad. Now it's just bare... Young people.
You see, with the discipline thing, when you're teaching, like, with your coaching and stuff like that, you're saying, is it a lack of leadership or is it... What are you looking about that? Are you talking about the coaching and stuff like that?
Because nah, the players.
Teach, I think it's more, you don't teach this kind of behaviour.
It's no, more, but more it, players, though, isn't
it? It can come from the coaches, though. I think when Maresco was in there, like, he weren't complaining when the guys were going into challenges and doing that. Maresco got sent off himself. So I'm saying that there was a... You know, you can say there's an ethos of the club, like, we just go for it. But now he's no longer in the club. And that's still there.
It's immature.
Still there, really.
Because can I say something? I see a picture of Rosinha in the barber chair.
Oh, again, a trim.
That as a gaffer is not on, bro.
Well, your gaffer can't get a trim.
No, get a trim, but you can't be barber promo as Chelsea manager. with the talcum powder on your thing, smiling, skin fade. Nah, you got more important things. You secure your job. First.
No, but someone said, this is the first black manager we've seen, like with hair, like proper,
yeah,
like,
that is true.
So you're not
so
really,
we've never seen this. This is brand new.
The era could
uncharted
do that.
Ground.
Listen,
uncharted ground, bro.
Sometimes things we're not used to seeing can shock us. So I think you're in a state of shock right now.
It's not shocking. It's like, in my barbers, yeah, there's a trim.
It's a black man
of,
getting a trim.
What's his name? Kyrie Irving. My barber weren't allowed to put that there. That's just an example of the trim. If it was really Kyrie, bro, I think basketball fans should be concerned. He's got things he's got. Why have you come in? Why are you muggling skin fade? And your thing's not secure. It's not right, bro. I don't care. It's not right, bro. It's not. Bro, you,
I hear you. The image
you
is mad,
seen
though.
The picture. Have you seen the picture?
It's funny,
I'm going to find
bro.
It.
It's the chalk powder.
Has he actually got the powder?
Bro, it's the chalk powder.
Bro, you know the way. If a rapper goes to a barbershop and they just
bro,
take a quick
I'm
picture
show you
of him being there.
Too.
It's that, brother.
No, but you know what? I would have been more concerned if they were doing the spray.
What, the Beijing?
So you saw them do the black hairspray.
When you see the picture, you're going to understand. If that's your gaffer, you're not confident. Going forward.
Really?
I'm telling you. Brokowski, I'm telling you, bro.
Is Liam going to be successful with Chelsea?
No, but ain't Arsenal got a bit of a cheek to talk about hair? Like, don't your gaffer dye his hair?
Rosinha on Zion Fleming, the marking of Zion Fleming. He said it's unacceptable.
Sorry, just quickly. This is the first time I've ever heard of Zion Fleming. Go on.
Yeah, nah.
You are not
but
a football
player. The Burnley player.
For Mill.
Yeah, he said it's unacceptable for their best header of the ball to be free in the box. I'm learning very quickly about this team and I know what needs to be done for us to improve. You don't get trims. You don't take that, especially if it's a header.
Oh, yeah. Can I say, though, you know what it is? And I've spoke about this before, yeah? You see... Oh, go on, have a look. Can
bro.
I have a look?
Let me see,
bro,
let me see.
Have a look.
Bro, he's not even ready for the picture. He's not in control. See, if someone takes a picture of me, it's my turn.
Let me see.
He ain't ready, bro.
Because Lee's my guy, and I was going to... I want to give you the best chance.
Bro.
I don't want to see my manager with the apron and the tissue folded over, though.
Right.
He's there still, like, so, but he knows it's promo, bro. He knows he's scared of the wolf.
So because he's a nice guy, go on. Because he's a nice guy, and they've said, do you mind us doing this? And he's a lovely people person. I don't see nothing wrong with it, but I hear it. But can I say, for the marking?
It's a screenshot. Where's the comments?
comments must be.
You know what? You know, there's a thing. I don't know if we've mentioned it on the show before, right? But you know this whole thing of players celebrating after each tackle, after each corner, all of this, right? So, hear me out. I did see a video on this, but not sure if you lot have seen it. So, a kid makes a great point, and that is, who's the Brazilian midfielder? Brazilian midfielder for Chelsea? Santos. Santos wins the corner. Defends it and they get a corner. He starts celebrating with the crowd. 3 seconds, 2 to 3 seconds that takes, right? He then gets back into position, but he doesn't get into the position of marking Zion Fleming. They then cross it in, he then gets a run on him and scores the goal. Is there something to be said about all of this, every tackle, celebrating, throw-ons, yes, taking time, yes, like Steve-o, the game yes, is yes, different yes, yes. now?
Do you know what it is? Even down to in the North London Derby, there was a moment of panic because we scored. Declan stopped everyone from celebrating and going, focus. For him, 90 seconds later, to try to do some, I don't even know.
So do you think, on the edge of our box. So do you think that I think this, and it might just be a subconscious thing, right? But I believe there's a lot of playing up now to the cameras. And if you're playing up to the cameras, I don't care if it's a second, millisecond of whatever it is of concentration,
yes,
you are not fully yes, concentrating yes, on your job.
Yes.
Do you know what that reminds me facts, of? Yeah? 100%. I hate people that when they sign to a club, they do this thing. You've only just signed. They don't mean that much
no,
to
but
you, bro.
You like it as a that's, fan. I like that.
That is that's annoying. You're playing. It's playing up to the cameras, though, is, no, is the point.
You don't need
it's
to focus.
It's playing up to the cameras. Okay. You're doing it for the camera. Because you're celebrating for the... this is what sign that Roy Keane will say. You're celebrating for doing your job.
Yeah, no, it's different. John, I love you.
This
sometimes,
is an in-match.
But this is in-match. Yeah, in-match. That's celebration. You can probably do what you want to do then.
I like the tackle celebration. It lets me know that
every
you're
time,
locked in.
You
not
know that.
No, but it lets
you
me
know
that
Saka
serious.
Was left-footed. So I don't take what you say serious.
You keep...
Are you being for real?
You didn't know that?
No, I just asked the question. I asked the question.
You asked if Saka is left-footed.
I said, I swear he's left-footed, but that's not even here nor there. Now, you said something, yeah? You're in the relegation scrap anyway. Listen, so this could be your last time here. Anyway, moving on, yeah. moving on. Like, you do like the players, really, like, they're going into tackles. They're getting into tackles, and it's like, yes, it gets the crowd up. It gets the crowd up. It keeps them
locked in. People like you are.
You hear what he's saying, though? What he said makes it. The example he gave is a perfect example. But again, he said, a man gave away a corner, celebrated it.
Yeah.
That man didn't get back in time. They drew the game.
But we've seen moments when they've done that, those tackles, and it hasn't
this
gone.
This moment, KG.
Yes, but you're saying, is it a thing that happens in
it's
games
It's happened
going
many,
forward?
Many times. Roy Keane, your guy, or you, the one that you said, has said it many, many times, even about throw-ons, celebrating throw-ons, but not getting back in. The first thing you do as a defender, listen now, learn something, right? The
I'm
first
listening.
Thing you do.
That's unnecessary. I'm learning, bro.
So I'm saying that we're getting relegated.
That's unnecessary,
so take
bro.
It. Don't be a pussy. Take it.
I hope you never come back from Congo.
There you go.
Bro. I hope they stay there, bro. Oh,
okay.
I hope the
so
stay
the
there,
first
bro.
Thing you learn.
Yeah, bro. There's one kid rocking them right now doing a running, man, bro.
The first thing you learn as a defender, right, is when the ball goes out, you get back in position. It's like the first thing you learn. And we spoke about it. I don't know who done it before when they didn't get back into position, but we spoke about it here before. Like, that's the first thing you learn. So now if they're celebrating because they want to play up to the crowd or play up to the people for Instagram, they're not doing their first job.
You're the authority on this. You can tell me. So in this day and age, is that what you're getting at? Are the football players just too performative?
Yes, but as I said at the start, it might be a subconscious thing. It might be. There might be people that genuinely are playing up for their brand. Don't get it twisted. They're thinking of the picture. They're thinking of the hair slick. There might be that. But there subconsciously might be a thing where as well.
I think it's a bit of back and forth as well. Like, there was a point where Jed Spence tackled Saka yesterday and he just looked
get up,
back at him.
And all that, yeah.
He just looked back at him. But he weren't looking at him.
Hang about, Saka done it back.
Yeah, exactly.
He didn't need to either.
And for me, for that moment, Saka wasn't playing well when that was happening because he was caught up in the back and forth. Yeah. But the second he snapped out of that...
Can I say though, for
I'll
Jed Spence though...
Point.
Thank you, mate. Can I say though...
Your point weren't a bad point.
Can I say for Jed Spence though, he sort of... So he was giving it to all the England players that I know he teams up with and probably speaks to, right? But I love the fact that that brought me back to when, not that
they didn't, they weren't didn't friends. Like, yeah. They weren't friends.
And I think, yeah. So Jed doing that and then seeing Saka do it back, I was like, ah, but thank God.
But the thing is though, it also does something for atmosphere though. Because I know you got to do the basics. You got to get back, like you said. But doing those things sometimes G's up the crowd 100%. And creates that atmosphere and makes it harder.
G you up.
Yeah, but I think what he's talking about is, I think a lot of them players that do that, they're overcompensating and they're not concentrating. Yeah. They're trying to look for something extra to get the crowd on back on their side, especially like you're defending corners and stuff like that. But this is what the problem. So even if you're going back to what Liam Rossini was saying, he's saying there's players on the pitch who were assigned to do their job, who didn't do their job. This is what cost us 2 points. Instead of doing your job, you're cheering.
But Liam Rossini, hold on. But yeah. Liam Rossini, with all due respect, right? Up until the 72nd minute, you was 1-0 up. Where was the second goal? Where was the second goal? So you, the second,
he looked in the camera.
The 72nd minute, facts. The 72nd minute, you're at home against Burnley, who are 19th, okay? You're trying to get, hold on, you're trying to get top four. Okay, you're at home against Burnley. João Pedro scored early. It's the 72nd minute for Fofana to get sent off. Where was the second goal before that? You should have put the game to bed time ago.
This might not be a Rossini issue. This might just be a Chelsea issue because Chelsea dropped the most points from winning positions. They got 17 points. That's the most in the league. You get me? From winning positions at
trying
home,
to see out
home,
a 1-0 against Burnley is embarrassing.
But Craig, do you know what it is? The issue is you're celebrating what was about to be a 1-0 lead against a 1-0 win against Burnley at home. And then you've dropped it because of that.
You switched it shouldn't mad. Have been happening. You should have just. It's mad, but they should have packed it away time ago, though.
It goes back to what KG said. And KG needs the floor now because I did interrupt you earlier. But you did say about these bottom
relegated teams. These relegated teams, they're going to give everyone a job. They're going to be horrible.
So as Spurs do that to Arsenal?
No, but Spurs don't behave like that.
Craig, explain the difference.
They don't think they're relegated.
Oh, yeah, they don't think they're relegation fodder.
You don't think you're relegation fodder. So it's like, yeah.
Do you say fodder?
Fodder.
Boys, and I like the way we're going. We're all excited here today. It's good. It's good to be at the table. It's good to be at the table. But let's stick to the point, right? And the point is, Chelsea are very immature. You got Liam Delap running around elbowing people for no reason. No one's doing nothing about it. Like, in fact, if they get one more red card, I think they're going to have the most red cards in a season since West Ham 2015-16. So what can Chelsea do to rectify this? Is it someone they need to sign? Is it more experience?
They're the youngest team in the Prem, though.
But there's only so long they can be the youngest. I know, that's going to sound mad because it's until they're the oldest, I know. But what I'm saying, though, each year, though, is experience, though, right? And they're world champions. And like Gio Pita said, they're world champions, bro. So when they're world champions, Dan sits there and takes all the plaudits about this, that, and the other.
Stop
and how
calling
nice
them world champions, man. What the fuck?
Who's in the
team? You know what it is, though? I think what they're trying to do is the back in the days United back and what Arsenal doing, like building a young team for a project that they've got for 3-4 years ago, but they don't have no real discipline. Do you get
who's
what I'm
the adult?
But I feel like it comes from the gaffer.
Who's the adult? They can
why
bring the
is Lippy?
Allow him. I saw the mistake.
Oh my!
I saw the mistake. But you gotta let him go, bro. We don't need to see.
It wasn't that bad. It wasn't that bad. No, it was mad.
You lost the ball, bro. No, you lost the ball.
No, but you couldn't let me keep flowing.
Bro, you lost the ball. You tried to do round.
You couldn't. You tried to round the ball
in the game.
There is a thing to be said, though. Like, Chelsea was always a project, right? And I think it was a season ago when they finished, when Maresca's first season, they got into the Champions League. It was seasons ahead. We spoke about it here. They was a bit ahead of their where they were supposed to be. So who's to say that they've got this young team that they just don't want another year or maybe two to get these players, the Enzos. Enzo would be now in 2 years. Enzo would be 4 years in the Prem. That's experience.
They're not developing. They're not giving the players a chance enough to develop. They got rid of Poch. Poch, just when he started getting it together as well, I think another season underneath his belt would have done wonders for them. Same for Maresca. There was questions about Maresca. He came in and got Champions League his first season. They're the World Cup champions, whatever it is. And then you let him go. And then now you bring Rossini in.
Because he is part of the project. You know the big scheme we said about the companies that own, he's part of the project.
Yeah, but how you see all the players he's brought back in. Maturity in the team when you've got an immature manager? He's young.
Because he got a haircut.
I wouldn't call him immature.
Because he hasn't got a lot of experience. He's very, very young.
He's building with him. It's the project.
The owners haven't been in the game that long. Todd Bowley and these lot. So in terms of football
immaturity,
they're immature and they ain't got experience.
I remember when me and you, I think it was 10 years ago, we done a show called Take a Bow. And people were messaging saying, you know what, Craig's immature, yeah? And I remember saying, no, but how can he become the man he's going to become if he doesn't do the 10,000 hours now? What happens? He does his hours on the show, learns from me. Ends
By
up
the way, none of this happened. So I don't know what he's talking about.
I believed him though.
Why was you listening?
I was listening.
None of this happened.
Come on, I was going to give you the England.
Mature players like right now though? Like not even trying to take the piss. Has Chelsea got anyone in the squad right now that you say, you know what, I can swear by him, mature?
Garnacho?
Who?
No, nah. Listen. Their captain is Reece James. He's 26 years old and he spent more time on the fucking injury for the sidelines than on the pitch. He's 26 now, Reece James. And he's their captain.
27.
No, he's
so
26.
So there's no one, can I say though?
You know he's been around for
They're the youngest team in the league.
But what I'm saying is, where's the maturity? From top to bottom, top of the club
it
to bottom, where's the experience? There's no experience
it's
in that club.
Gonna come. I don't think it, do you know, the reason I don't That's think mad. It will, I think they're, they remember their player turnover's high, bro. Like some of these guys won't be there in a year or two. And then they'll be replaced with young guys. And it's like, because the thing is with project, we done the projecting. And I think what Chelsea need to do or should have done is probably they kind of have to stick with these guys now. Is gotten a little bit of experience, maybe went through a season or two of it not being that great, rather than just trying to win with all these flipping 24-year-olds, bro. Because it's not working. It's not, you can't wait for, who, how old is Caicedo? 25?
Wait, can I ask you something, Lips? When you say it's not working, this is what I want to know. So mm-hmm. right now, mm-hmm. where are they in the
Tossin's
league?
Tossin's the oldest.
So they're in fourth, yeah? Time of recording now, Chelsea are in fourth. Where do we expect them to be?
Where they are.
So I think United will be four. I expect them to be below United.
So even a fifth, if Chelsea were fifth, we would say that's bad?
It's not bad, but it's just you lot got mature players. You understand? Right. Mature experience.
If we win tonight, the gap's only 10, so I wouldn't stop at four, mate.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying United will be above them, innit?
But United are only playing Premier League football, though.
Because if you lot slip up...
Nah, we're easy, bro. Then watch us.
Why are you looking at me like that for? Okay, cool. Steve, they want to talk about West Ham quickly, even though we did a little
Why
bit.
Are we talking about West Ham?
Shut up and hang about. Why are you saying it like that? Do it again. Do it properly. That's fucked up. We're like one of the most informed right, teams in cool. the league. And you're talking like that. Come on, man.
All right, cool. Did you see Areola DJing in
the pub? Yeah, mate, in the pub. Wicked. Amazing. Amazing.
Did they know it was like, him?
Yeah, listen, if you're a goalkeeper and you're wicked with your hands, the next step is DJing. Why are you surprised?
It could have been a plumber.
Was it really him?
Yeah, it was him, man.
Ah, cool.
I love him, mate.
I have to say, the demographic in Bethnal Green is a couple.
And you know what Areola is, don't you?
That's why I rate him.
Yeah, exactly. I love it. And he's the same colour as the ones that I love.
It's kind
well.
Of a wire, but...
I said on ladies.
So yeah, let's talk. We're in form. We should have beat Bournemouth. They've got a great player called Ryan, caused us problems. He's the next one.
Cold,
next up.
We ain't spoken about He could go World
you
Cup.
You do man. A lot of next up shots. I'm still waiting for them
nah,
to...
He's still waiting for one to land.
That Brazilian what? From Bournemouth. He's
Hendrick, you're not seeing what he's doing over there.
Hendrick.
Yeah.
Hendrick.
Who?
Hendrick.
You said Hendrick.
Hendrick Lamar.
Hendrick's name.
Hendrick Lamar. That's what he's
Hendrick Lamar.
Boys, listen. Craig, big up yourself.
Come on,
pulling
brother.
Up.
Big Mitch! It was hard to pull up today, man.
It was grown of me to do this.
It was hard.
It was grown.
It was hard.
My little bro. Trust
put
me.
Put that down.
On a knot, on a loss.
Listen,
good.
Obviously, Craig, you are the swag man, bro.
The hype beast.
My brother.
Kick game,
Supreme
UK.
Puffin.
You Come got on. Your, yeah, what's going on? But Kick Game UK, I feel like, I wanted to do this every week because I'm a real show off, but we got Craig Mitch here today. I think it's only right that we do a little crep check in here right now.
You're gonna judge everybody's trainers.
Man. Show us the levels, man, because I see what's going on over there.
He shouldn't go first.
Okay.
The Central C, Senate Air Force Ones.
Okay then.
No, but these just came out last week, bro. You didn't.
All right. You don't have them ones.
Tried it. All right, then Steve-O.
But let's see Steve-O.
Okay, then.
What
are
they, the
Vomeros? No, they're not Vomeros. They're
P600s.
Oh, P600s.
Can you explain the look?
P6000.
You can't get these colorway in the UK. These are straight from Orlando Nike factory.
So why do you keep asking me about trainers? Yeah. Lippy, was it Action Man that used to be orange and black?
It was.
Action Man, innit?
Dr. X.
Yes.
Dr. X, the bad guy from Action Man.
That's fine.
I'm just asking the question.
Mm-hmm. They're cold.
You've got a problem with outlets.
No problem with outlets.
Mr. Village in that, yeah,
man.
Tell
you the truth, yeah. Do you know what I want to tell you about these? When do you think I got these?
Yesterday.
No, I got these. Broski, I got these in August, bro.
What?
And I've worn them many times.
Lies.
I swear down.
Not one crease.
I'm just very, I look after my thing.
How do you walk, bro? I used to get
one pair of crepes per size. And I was size 6 for a while. You understand? So you see now, I look after my crepes. Yeah? I look after my crepes.
Colgate.
Yeah?
Like I said.
Miles, what were we saying?
I didn't get the menu. I didn't get the memo.
I didn't get the menu.
No, I would have got. I would have brought some Travis's or something for you. Just for you. You get me the cactus drinks, but.
No, it's organic, bro.
What's wrong with those?
Lovely.
That's
those are the Vomeros. Vomeros, isn't it? Yeah.
Just getting to work thing still.
No, it's a gym thing.
This is a gym, easy, you get me, casual thing, comfort.
I like that.
Running the day, yeah, man, just.
So what colour are they? Got like a maroon.
Potato. Maroon 5.
Potato.
What's he done?
Potato cream, like.
So you got the maroon with the
what?
Black,
white,
red
I'm
and
saying
blue.
This side of the table is where it gets crazy.
Talk for yourself.
Yay!
Birkenstocks.
In the
this
winter.
This side of the table
is freezing.
Bro.
You got socks on.
Helped the Africa
no.
team.
Oh. No socks.
Hold on. They're not Birkenstocks. They're cushion overs.
Are they Birkenstocks?
They're the Primark version.
No.
Oh my God. Get him off the show, man.
What, Birkenstock? Birkenstock.
Yeah, they're Birkenstock.
With a G.
Birkenstock. Hey, let me tell you something. Oh, what, you should know
they're Erkins.
Cushion overs.
So he got the Erkins on.
What? Oh my God.
Don't say that.
Right, I'm going to be real, because obviously I know my kicks. No one can get my, like, see those?
Yeah, they're cold.
I know everything about kicks. I have no idea what those are.
They're Jays.
I know they're Jordans, but I have no idea what model they are.
They're the ones that he was wearing when he was feeding up the youth.
What model are they?
Let me
they're
see.
The ice packs.
What model are they? They're like a Jordan 3
ice.
Mixed with a 4.
Wait, pass it. Let me take a picture.
That's Jordan a 3 and a 4 packs. Hybrid.
Oh. Bro, I'm on the 4.
That's the 3.5.
Wait. I'm on the 4-year-old. I'm on the.
No, put him back on the table. That's Jordan 3.5.
Leave them on the table.
Let me see the Jordan 3.5.
Put them on the table.
Jordan 3.5.
Bro, these are the best trainers.
They're 3.5s.
These are the best trainers I've got.
Those are clean Chicago one lows.
Bro, these are the best trainers
they're
I've got.
They're not even the new Chicago ones, though.
Jordan. No, they are. Aren't it, with bro. The Nike hair on the tongue.
I'm sorry, bro.
No jump, man.
These are my best trainers.
Wait, 1 second, though. Let me check something with these.
Yeah, please check them. Check them. You know they're Snides. You know they're Snides.
Sat the bottom.
Hey,
what size is it?
Authenticity. Authenticity.
He's taking that the insult.
Authenticity.
Yeah. Hey, I don't know.
Authenticity.
Hey, comment, like, hype, share, subscribe, all of that stuff. Filthy, we're back.